Planet Rock.
Planet Rock.
Absolutely superb. Jimi Hendrix Experience and Fire Live. It is Planet Rock. That was today's Live at 11. And of course, it is 43 years ago today since we lost Jimi Hendrix. And in the studio with me now is Jimmy's brother, Leon. Morning, Leon.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming in. Of course, there is the new DVD out, which is 23rd of September. It comes out. Jimi Hendrix, the Guitar Hero. It's a bit different to previous workings and releases of Jimmy's. How is it different?
Well, John Brewer is a good film producer, and he took a lot of time, and he went to a lot of family members where others haven't, to get, you know, some more insight of how Jimi became Jimi Hendrix, and it's the best one I've seen so far.
How, I mean, you've got Slash doing the voiceover, so a lot of people have gone to it. Looking at his range of work, would you say, you know, is it probably the best sort of performance stuff that's in there from previous releases?
Yes.
And obviously growing up with Jimi Hendrix, how different was he from the Jimi you grew up with as young boys to what he became?
Well, he was still mild-mannered and introverted, and when he became famous, he only acted out on stage. But when he got off of stage, he was just like, you know, my big brother again, you know.
So it was like the two different personalities.
Yeah.
Do you think, I know it's a hypothetical question, if Jimi was still here today, do you think he'd still be as innovative and ahead of the game as he was back then?
Of course he would. He, you know, when he was a child, he heard symphonies in his head, and he always wanted to have, you know, a bunch of instruments to conduct, you know, like maybe 10, 15 violins and cellos over here and some drums and French horns, you know, because when he was growing up, he kept hearing stuff. And grandma, he would run to grandma and go, "Grandma, grandma, I hear stuff." And grandma would swab his ears out with baby oil and a Q-tip, and it'd last for a couple of weeks. And then he'd run back again and say, "Grandma, grandma." What he was hearing was this music, but he didn't have a vehicle to bring it, you know, because he didn't pick a guitar up for several years after that, you know.
So do you think if he was still here now, he would still be producing music, or would he?
Yeah, and people would still be trying to figure it out, you know.
For you as a family member, is it like a compliment and an honour to talk about him, or is it almost like an albatross around your neck because people always want to talk about the famous family member as opposed to you? Which way does it go for you?
I feel good about it. You know, it's not an albatross at all. It's like it's an honour to, you know, be able to carry on his legacy, and because I go everywhere around the world, and the same thing happens. You know, they wanted to know about Jimi Hendrix, and I'm happy to talk about him.
Have you ever thought about doing like your own Jimi Hendrix tribute band? Because my God, you look like
no, no way, dude. That would be a mistake. I got my own music out.
Yeah, you got your own. You brought an album out. Was it 2006?
Yeah, and then I got two more out, but I'm gonna do social media with them because record companies aren't, you know, too enthused about, you know, because they, you know, what are they going to do with me?
I mean, it's called Jimi Hendrix the Guitar Hero, and you've got bands that are bringing out Guitar Hero the games. How come there's not been a Jimi Hendrix Guitar Hero game yet? You've got Metallica and various ones.
There is in America.
Oh, there is. I know some of his songs are featured, but I'm waiting for the deluxe Jimi Guitar Hero package.
Well, my adopted sister, she owns everything, and so she has trouble having vision.
Right.
You know?
So you're hinting at a family feud then?
No, that family feud's over. We haven't spoken in years. It's fine.
So back to the DVD, did you have quite a lot of input into the whole process or?
Well, no, but if you notice that even all the books that have been written, all the good stories, I've told them.
Yeah.
You know? And so, in this DVD, the good stories come from me, as usual.
Yeah, closer to the source.
Yeah, and also my book's out here in England right now. It's called Jimi Hendrix, A Brother's Story.
Right.
From childhood to how he became Jimi Hendrix, you know, where he first started, you know, how he plucked around on a ukulele with one string, you know, for months and months until he finally got a raggedy guitar. And then he had to had to go to Sears Roebuck catalog and buy a pickup. You know, and he taped it on the guitar because he wasn't too mechanical.
Yeah.
You know, and he had little wires hanging out and stuff like that. But, you know, that's that's how he got started.
There was nothing traditional about it. It wasn't like none of this Spanish guitar lessons from a middle-aged teacher down the street or anything like that.
No, it's one string ukulele, you know.
What a way to start. Were you surprised, looking at the DVD, you've got, you know, contributions on there from the likes of Eric Clapton, Mick Taylor, Paul Rodgers, Ginger Baker. Does it still surprise you the amount of people he's influenced, not just guitar players?
No, it doesn't surprise me, because I can't go nowhere in the world, you know, without people saying the same thing, you know, how Jimmy influenced them to even start playing music. And I love Slash. He helped me a lot, you know. He made me not to be afraid to play with great guitar players. Mm. You know, now I play with anybody. I don't care, because they always covered me. You know, I don't play like Jimmy. I got my own music.
Yeah. So Slash and Jimmy would have gotten well then?
I don't think so.
No?
Well, I think there'd been no room. You know, Jimmy's too busy.
Yeah.
And Slash is busy.
Yeah. You know? Oh, right. So they probably clashed.
No, not really. They probably would have got it together. You know, Jimmy was pretty humble about letting people play with him.
So, yeah, as his brother, greatest Jimi Hendrix song of all time. Has it always been the same one for you, or has it changed as time goes by?
No, it's always been Castles Made of Sand, because that's the story of our family, you know, from first verse to last verse, our whole story in one song.
And is, would you say, best solo of all time in there as well?
Best solo of all time, I think, is in Access Boldest Love.
Yeah.
You know, and Watchtower. You know, he's got those three different leads.
Yeah.
You know, he was a composer. You know, I know this guy named Nigel Kennedy. He's from here.
Yeah.
He's a composer.
Yeah.
And he takes Jimi Hendrix and gives each part to different sections of the orchestra, you know. And it's the most beautiful thing you ever heard, dude. Because Jimmy only had one guitar to make all those layers and under layers and leads at the same time, you know, and stuff like that.
So, yeah.
He was a composer.
So Jimi Hendrix is the Guitar Hero, the director's cut, out on the 23rd of September. Leon, yes. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for having me. Planet Rock.